discussing the machlokes beisil beishami regarding the concept of mitoch, and the Gerei make chiddush in the Raisa that malachas ochonefesh are mutter not only b'tzorach ochonefesh, but rather even for cases that are what the Gemara terms shelo b'tzorach. Tosus writes, definitely a tzorach hayom is necessary, but even beyond the heter of ochonefesh itself. And somewhat surprising that b'chora this is a chiddush nifla to assume that if the Torah says malachas ochonefesh is mutter, we have a right to expand that heter. We would have expected that the Gemara should immediately ask, what exactly is the source? What is the makor of the concept of mitoch? And somewhat surprising, neither here, Beit Zedav Yabez, Suvas Dav Zayin, the Gemara deals with the concept and doesn't quote any independent source for mitoch. The fact that it doesn't quote a makor maybe seems to indicate that it's not an independent gzeiras hakasuv, but somehow it's built into, maybe built into the nature of ochon efesh itself, or maybe built into the nature at least of certain malachos, where a person has to expand the definition of ochon efesh. If in some shape or form it's an expansion of, you can understand that the Gemara doesn't quote an independent makor, because if this was just simply a side gzeiras hakasuv, one would expect that indeed the Gemara should immediately question and provide the appropriate answer. Our Mishnah is dealing with the case of Hosa, so clearly that's machlokas be'er silabe shamai. The Gemara suggests and rejects, maybe this is not an issue of mitoch, maybe this is a very fundamental machlokas, and that is the malach of Hosa. Does it apply on Shabbos? Absolutely. Does it apply on Yontif? Maybe that really is the question. Maybe the machlokas is whether yesh erev Hosa, the Shabbos and the Yontif, or maybe no, that ain't erev Hosa the Yontif. The Gemara rejects this. No. In principle, there is a malach of Hosa, but there is a heter, and the expansion of that heter, whether it applies shalul atzorach ochon nefesh, that indeed is the machlokas. So when you look in the Gemara, it seems clear that this is not limited at all to a case of Hosa. The opening Gemara begins, what about the case of Ashochei Olas Nadava? And the Gemara suggests, you know what, that should be dependent on the machlokas, Beisilu Eshamay, as we discussed at length. So you see clearly that mitoch applies to shchita. And shchita, Tosus writes, is a malach of netilas neshama. Okay? We've discussed in different contexts to the Rambam shchita, where the Rambam writes that shochet, what malacha is that exactly? The Rambam writes very simply, what are you doing all your day? Shchita. What are you doing when you make a wound, a chavala? No, it's an act of extraction. You're extracting an ochel from a psoles, a mashka from an ochel. You know what malacha that is? Dash. Wow, that's surprising. According to the Rambam Shita, that chovel involves the malacha of dash. And yet, our Gemara says, interestingly, we should apply a concept of mitoch even to shita as well. So maybe certain elements of shita is netilas neshama. Maybe there's an element of dash as well, but clear in our Gemara, the Gemara is willing to apply the machlokas mitoch to a case of shochet olas adam. Okay? Then the Gemara quotes a braisa. So what about the following? Mavashal ginanasha b'chalav b'yantiv. A person goes and cooks ginanasha together with milk, and he eats it. Ooh, lo kechamesh. Wow. He violates a whole handful of isurim. Included in lo kechamesh are two isurim malacha of yantiv. If it's a case of mavashal gid, malach of mavashal. And if a person is creating a fire in order to go and do so, that will be a malach of lo sevaru esh, a malach of mavir. So the Gemara says, you know what? That should also be subject to the machlokas between beis hillel beis shammai. Wow, that also sounds like a stunning chiddush. You can't call machalos asuros ochon nefesh, but apparently it's covered by mitoch. That also is a very great chiddush. No? Maybe one could have argued, machalos asuros. Whatever the coverage of mitoch is, it doesn't apply to machalos asuros. No? Our Mishnah discusses a case of hotzas katan lulav sefer Torah. I understand. That's considered to be a tzorech. The tzorech is achilas machalos asuros. But you see a chiddush of the Gemara, that it's not called ochon nefesh, but yet it will be subject to mitoch. And the Gemara says, if that really is true, that should be the machlokes, also between beisil and beishamai. Well, so you see just simply from a few lines of the Gemara that this machlokes is relevant to Otsa, relevant to Shchita, relevant to Havar, and relevant to Kesav Bishul. All of a sudden, right away, four examples indeed the Gemara gives. And this was especially unusual in light of the Rambam, because when you look in the Rambam, Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yantif, the Rambam tells you like the ABCs, that there are melachos that typically speaking are forbidden on Yantif. But you know what? There are a host of melachos that are mutter for the purpose of Sorach HaNefesh, you know? And then the Rambam writes the following, and there's even Hotzah, the Havara, that mitosh shehut shel tzarech, chut shenami shelo tzarech. So the Rambam describes the Shita of Beis Hillel. Of course, the Rambam passes like that there's a concept of mitoch. The Rambam references two different cases, Hotzah and the case of Havara. Hotzah and the case of Havara. There are two possibilities in the Rambam. One possibility is the Rambam is just giving this to you by example. And maybe if that really is true, that these are examples of one no doubt good question. So why give these examples? Why not give other examples? Why do you only concentrate on those two? Or maybe the Rambam perhaps means that no, that mitoch is limited to those two cases, and it doesn't apply beyond in any shape or form. The Magen Mishnah mentions the possibility that the Rambam, l'ribusanaka, that you know what, that it even applies to these cases. Not only, it obviously applies to other cases, but it even applies to a case of Hotzah and Havar. And therefore the Rambam singles out those two cases, but not Lafuki Shamalachos, and that would fit very, very well with our Gemara, because it seems clear from our Gemara that it's relevant to the case of Bishul, it's relevant to Shchita, so therefore maybe indeed that's the Shita of the Rambam. So take a look at that Magen Mishnah, the Pnei Yeshua, the Sefer Melachos Yantif, and Os Kuftes, that maybe one could argue, you know, the Rambam mentions these cases by example. Why should you cite these cases by example? Is there any chiddush of these two cases as opposed to other melachos? Perhaps one could suggest very, very simply as follows, that, you know, the whole yisod of mitoch begins with step A. Step A is meleches ochanefesh. Meleches ochanefesh. Once something is labeled as meleches ochanefesh, so now, you know, I can go a step further and say, you know what? So maybe that could expand even to, let's say, Tosus, the Tzarech Hayom, that is not necessarily a Tzarech of Ocho Nefesh. But in order to begin, it doesn't have to be Melechus Ocho Nefesh. Melechus Ocho Nefesh. Tosus says in Shabbos Tav Tzadi, hey, you know, a person, for example, layers cheese on Shabbos, Megaben Gvina. You know what the Gemara tells us, Shabbos Tzadi, hey, that's a Melech of Bone. You know what bone is? Layering. No? You can layer bricks and build a structure. You can create a structure without layering, or you can layer without creating a structure. The classic model of bone means you take components and you put them together to create a mishkan, to create a structure. One could envision creating a structure without layering, no? And one could envision creating layers, tiers, without creating a structure. Oh, so the Gemara says the following. Maybe that's the definition of a tolda. Well, not for us right now. Maybe the av malacha of bona has two requirements. One is that the surah samalacha is you're taking components and you're fusing them, layering. And the other is you're building a structure. Maybe that's the av malacha. And maybe a chiddush, maybe a tolda is either one of these aspects, either layering or creating a structure. Well, that could be a fascinating hunter. You learn the melacha bone, you have to see, is that true? Is that not true? So you know what? I'll give you an unusual example. You're layering cheese. You're not creating a room, no? You're not creating a structure. But the tzuras hamelacha is your tefen guf and harbe, and you're unifying as a single, oh, say nachinami. The Gemara says that Megabain is a tolda, bona. It's a tolda, a bona. Wow. You know, let's say a person blows glass. Menafeach kli b'schuchis. Wow. He's creating a kli, but he's not layering, you know? You're molding, you're shaping, you're not taking individual components and making it as one. So that's a fascinating chiddush, that, you know what, maybe if I blow glass, maybe that's not called bona at all. You know what the Gemara says about blowing glass? That's makbevatish. Maybe, you know why it's makapatish? It doesn't have any link to bona whatsoever. You're not taking individual pieces and building a kli. You're not creating a structure. So therefore, when you're blowing gas, it's not bona. Maybe nachinami. That creation of the kli is called makre patish. But the Gemara does say as a stunning example that layering cheese is a tol d'bona. Oh, I'm going to run with it. No, tosus. Oh, if layering cheese is bona, and making cheese is ochon nefesh, so tosus is bothered. You know what? Let's apply the principle mitoch to bona. And guess what? I can go ahead and create buildings on Yontif. Buildings on Yontif, because once you have bona, which is meleches ochon nefesh, I can run with it. Wow, that would kind of stunning. Enoch inami, the Tosfos writes in Shabbos, maybe building such a structure on Shabbos is also because it's ulde dechov. But on Yontif, it's not really bona because of mitoch. You know what the simple teretz is? Mitoch. You have to start with Malachas Ochon Nefesh. No? You have to start with Malachas Ochon Nefesh. If you have a Malacha by essence, which is Malachas Ochon Nefesh, maybe I can expand the heter of Ochon Nefesh to other cases as well. But if something is not Malachas Ochon Nefesh, then it's non-starter. There's no Mitoch. Mitoch is an expansion of Ochon Nefesh. And you know what I'll tell you? Even though you can come up with a case of bona, which deals with the chetz of ochel, because the definition of bona is a combination of parts, and you can combine parts when you make a food dish, but that doesn't mean bona is called meleches ochel nefesh. And if something is not called meleches ochel nefesh, you cannot suggest expansion of mitoch. Mitoch is limited to meleches ochel nefesh. The fact that on the level of a tolda, you can have something which is chayiv mishum bona, and it happens to be a food item, does not allow me to argue that, you know what, that since bone is mutter the tzarech ochel nefesh, it should be mutter even when it comes to non-malachas ochel nefesh. You need malachas ochel nefesh. Oh, so what are examples of malachas ochel nefesh? Oh, so I'll think about the normal cases that we have. Well, Ritz Hashem, we'll get to Yadalit is tochein, and Yadalim Abayz is borer, and of course, shchita, Tole, should we head in Tosus, Kot, Serendaf, Gimel? Okay, those are Malachas Ochel Nefesh. What would you say about those of Aroesh? That's Malachas Ochel Nefesh. That's Malachas Ochel Nefesh. What would you say about Hotzah? Hotzah really is Malachas Ochel Nefesh. Well, it depends. We discussed this earlier. How exactly do you define Malachas Ochel Nefesh? See, if Malachas Ochel Nefesh is to be defined in terms of what I would say is classic, no? Tikkun ha'ochel. You know what I say? Borer is malacha sof nefesh. Because the malacha of borer is tikkun ha'ochel. That's what you're doing, no? The malacha of tochein, the malacha of bishul, malacha of afia, is tikkun ha'ochel. That's malacha sof nefesh. Okay, I understand. Why is those sevaru eish? Tikkun ha'ochel. It has nothing at all to do with tikkun ha'ochel, no? Maybe you'll tell the following. Okay, not tikkun ochel. What about chefze shel ochel? Maybe you're not altering in any shape or form the composition of the object, but at least the object is the object of the malacha. You're carrying food. You're not being mesakin ochel, but at least the object of the malacha is ochel. Okay, so carrying food. Oh, we had the Gemara on the previous daf, Yudalef Amud Alef. What do you mean? The Gemara says that carrying a knife for the purpose of shechita is mutter. And when the Ramban and the Mochamas, that's ochel nefesh. That's ochel nefesh. As opposed to arguing, that's just makshiri ochel nefesh. That's ochel nefesh. Wow. So again, you see, when it comes to the cases of hotzah and havar unusual, that we're going to say that this is mutter an yantif, even though it is neither tikkun ochel, nor is it considered to be chefze shel ochel. When you go ahead and burn a log, that's not chetzer shel ochel. When you carry a knife for the purpose of shechita, it's not. And nonetheless, the Torah allows hotzah and avar on yantif. The Torah allows these things. So what exactly does that mean? So not, maybe you can argue in one of two ways. Maybe, you know what? I understand we're going to apply mitoch, whatever its source is, to meleches ochel nefesh. But you can't apply it to hotzah. You can't apply it to havar. That's like applying it to bone. It's not meleches ochel nefesh. Oh, so that's the chiddush that the Rambam writes. No, you see from our sugya that we apply mitoch to hotzah and to havara, and that's why the Rambam emphasizes the application of mitoch even to those malachos. Because without that, I would have said, okay, I understand. There's a source, there's a concept of mitoch, but mitoch does not begin. It's a non-starter unless you think about chesed ha-nefesh. The answer is that, you know what? We apply it to ribus hanaka, even to cases of otzah, even to cases of havara. So that would be a very convenient limud of the Rambam. And that's simply, it applies to all melachos ha-nefesh. Why does the Rambam underscore those two? Because even though Muskarisha, the default, intuitively, I would have said, that's really not called melachos ha-nefesh. But nonetheless, even upon it. Oh, maybe I can go a step further and argue as follows. Wait, once I acknowledge that these melachos are different, because the classic Hagdara of Olchon Efesh doesn't apply to Otsa, doesn't apply to Havara. How can you apply the classic Hagdara of Tikkun Olchon Cheftza Shalocha when it comes to Havara? You're not igniting the food. You're not burning the food. No, you're burning a log. You know what I would tell you perforce? That Hotsa and Havara require a different understanding of Melachos Olchon Efesh. Whereas typically speaking, Olchon Efesh is a limited Hagdara, Tikkun Olchel, Cheftza Shalochel. You can't use that as an operative definition of Olchon Efesh when it comes to Otzah and Havara. And therefore, you know what I'll tell you? Maybe built into the very nature of Otzah and Havara is an expanded definition of Melachos Olchon Efesh. Wow. And maybe you can go a step further and argue, and the Rambam Bidafkanaka. That's why the Rambam writes the whole concept of mitoch is only relevant to Hotzah and Havara. When it comes to all other malachos, you know what? I understand. If it's the tzorach olchon nefesh, we're good, and if it's not, it's not. Here, you can't work with that definition. Because carrying a knife is cheftza shel ochel. Fueling a fire is cheftza shel ochel. These two malachos forced you, when it comes to these malachos, to argue that there is an expansion. And that's not true of other malachos. You know what I would tell you? That the Torah allows the classic application of the malacha, the tzorach olchon nefesh. The classic application of borer tochin is tikkun olchel. The classic application of havari is never tikkun olchel. So obviously, that hotzah havara allow for an expanded hadara. But maybe chutz, that's an exception, that's not the rule. And maybe that will be the justification of the Rambam Shita, that mitoch is only limited to those malachos. Wow. And one could even bolster it with a pasuk. You know what? Our Gemara goes as far as to say that maybe ein erevot saliyantav. Because, the pasuk near me, lo sosil matzim avtechem b'yom ha-shabbos. B'shabbos in, b'yom teflo. Wow. Oh, no, that can't be, no? There's no iser. Lifu gubavanim. There's no iser of Otsah. But you know what? You can say, in Achanami, it's true. There is an iser. But why does the pasuk emphasize Shabbos? You know what? Maybe because Anyantiv, if there is a heter of Otsah, and built into the heter of Otsah is even mitoch. So you know what? Yes, technically you begin with an iser of Otsah. But you know what? The Isser is sufficiently diluted when you allow it, the Tzorach HaKhon Efesh, and when you allow it based on Mitoch. So therefore, the Pasuk emphasizes that primary Isser Hotzah is Shabbos, is not really that which is Yantin. So maybe these are reasons based on a Pasuk or based on Svara that the Rambam does feel, not just by example, that Hotzah and Havara are considered to be different. And maybe mitoch only applies to those two malachos. Number one, the pasuk. And even when it comes, what's our diuk of the Gemara? V'yom ha-shabbos, v'shabbos in v'yom teflo. What about los sevraweish? Los sevraweish b'chomosh v'seichem v'yom ha-shabbos. Our Gemara is Rasha. Shabbos in v'yom teflo. So maybe when it comes to those two malachos, there is something unique. Unique in svara by the nature of the malacha, that b'cheftza is not malacha sochan nefesh, and unique in terms of psukim, we'll see that, that's also important, where when the pasuk emphasizes Shabbos lo sevaroesh, hotzon lo sevaroesh, the Torah emphasizes Shabbos as opposed to yantiv. And maybe that can give rise to a stunning chiddush that maybe in Achinami, mitoch according to Rambam Shita only applies misvara and mikra to the malacha sefotza and havara. The obvious difficulty is as follows. Okay, good. You know, I understand that, but it's clearly against the Gemara. clearly against the Gemara, because our Gemara says Shochet olas tadava, and our Gemara says Mavashal get an asha b'chala. Oh, so it's clearly against the Gemara. That itself is a problem. No, you know, a shita has to be cogent. Okay, so we explained the Rambam shita in principle is cogent. Good, it's cogent. It's against the Gemara. No, the Gemara says no. The Gemara applies it. How can that be? Unless one is going to argue a fascinating chiddush that, you know what, is it so obvious that this is true the last time? When the Gemara begins the sugya of mitoch, you know what? Yeah, it says this. That's clear. But as you read and read and read the Gemara, maybe you can say the Gemara pulls back. Why in the world? Where in the world do you see that the Gemara pulls back? Ooh, the Gemara was bothered. No? The Gemara quoted a braisa, the case of Mavashal Girinasha Bachalav. It says Lokechamish. Okay. Lokechamish means that you know what? You're going to be chayiv for the Sabarawesh, and you're going to be chayiv for Mavasha. The Gemara says, oh, that's not so simple. No? After all, the Gemara suggests on Daf Yud Beis, you know what? Puk Tani Livra. You know, that teaching that you have, that doesn't belong to the Beis Medrash. No? That doesn't belong here. Take that out. Because after all, Havar Vishleno Mishnah. That doesn't quite work. You're chayiv five times for a single act. Two of them are Malachas Yantiv. Is it so obvious you could be chayav twice for Yom Tov? I do malacha A, independently do malacha B, I understand. But if you're talking about for a single act to be chayav multiple onshin, that comes on to a concept we discussed earlier, now, of chiluk malachos. And, whoa, is that so simple? Is that so simple? After all, how do you know indeed that that's true? Rashi says, you know what, the top Rashi, well, that depends on a sugya of chiluk malachos yantiv, which is a sugya psachim, daf mem zayin. So just to say is that a reposhet, you're chayiv five times, and two of those chiyuvim because of chil yantiv, that itself is not so clear. That is not so clear. After all, what do you do if you assume in chiluk malachos yantiv? Okay? And then the Gemara continues, okay, so you'll tell me, I hold the chiluk malachos. Oh, the Gemara says the following. And in tim silomar mishnah, if you're going to tell me, no, clearly, that Bryce is assuming chiluk malachos, and therefore there's no kasha, you can be chayiv multiple onshin for the single act of chilul yantiv, in timtzi lomar, wait. There's still a problem. In timtzi mishnahi, we have to say that this follows the shita b'sham, who denies mitoch. Okay. You have to say this sounds like the Shita ben Shammai dies mitoch, and therefore you can be chayiv five times, two of which are preemptive. And what if you were to hold like Beis Hillel? Can't be, right? What if you hold like Beis Hillel? Can't be. Why not? Why not exactly? Oh, because according to Beis Hillel, you hold mitoch. Right? Good? And therefore what? It can't be your chayefai. How many times are you chayef? Can't be chayefai. Oh, you have to say it's Beis Shammai. Im timtzilor mishnah Beis Shammai, who denies mitoch shuhutra hotzali tzarech hotzunami havar letzarech. Because if it's according to Beis Hillel, what do you mean? Just like we say mitoch when it comes to hotzah, the same thing is true when it comes to a case of havara. That's the diuk of the nitziv. Something's missing here. Something's missing. The Gemara says, you know what? That braisa is really difficult. Because the braisa says you're chayav five. You should be chayav five because two of those malachos are bishl and havara and eight chiluk malachos yantiv. But even if you assume there is chiluk malachos yantiv, if I can justify the five, there's still difficulty. Because when it comes to what? When it comes to havara, Beis Hillel says mitoch. And if you hold mitoch when it comes to havara, you don't have what? You don't have your five, no?
You don't have five. What do you have? Five minus one? No? Four. Four. No? Whoa. In other words, that this has to be a shama because you're chayav five, because according to Beis Hillel, there's no way in the world you can get to that number five. Why not? Because when it comes to havara, we apply mitoch. Just like the pais otzah. What about bishul? What about bishul? No? The five are two malachos of yantif. No? Bishul and havara. The Gemara says there's no way that this is considered a shama, Beis Hillel shita, because you're off by one. Because just like Beis Hillel applies the concept of otzah to mitoch to otzah, we'll apply mitoch also to havara. I would have expected the Gemara to have one more line. Just like we apply the concept of mitoch to otzar mishnah, we apply it to havara and bishul. And therefore we're too short. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say that. No? The Gemara is only bothered by the havara problem. If you saw it's going to mitoch. Wow, wow, wow. In other words, the Gemara is only applying mitoch l'maskana to otzah and havara. Ooh, why is that true? Ooh, the Netziv writes, Mormei Sada. Because after all, the travayu kosev mufurish v'yom HaShabbos. Whoa, whoa, because when it comes to those two malachos, the pasuk goes out of its way and says, only Shabbos, not Yom Tov. So when it comes to those two malachos uniquely, not Bishul, when it comes to those two malachos uniquely, the Torah says Shabbos, yes, Yom Tov, not. Avo bevishul, lor min mitoch. And then the Netziv just adds a couple of words. No, v'dvarim atikin l'das haRambam. And this is the Rambam Shita. Whoa, this is the Rambam Shita. Whereas you're right, l'maskana, the Gemara throughout mitoch is universal principle. But the Gemara got stuck. The Gemara says, puk tam livra, there's something wrong here. And the answer of the Gemara is, you're right, it's based on mitoch. And this is Beis Shammai, because otherwise you can't account for Havar. Which means that even if it's a Beis Hillel, you can still account for Bishul. Why exactly? Why? Oh, so then it's it right. That's Harifus, no? That the Shak Levitari, the Gemara Lamaskana, is limiting mitoch those two malachos. And why should it be true? I could tell you Nisvar is true, because those two malachos demand an expanded definition of Ocha Nefesh, because it's not Tikkun Ocha and Chetz Shel Ocha. Or the Netziv writes, "V'travayu kosev mufurish v'yom haShabbos," and that's exactly the Gemara suggested. Maybe Shabbos means there's no such malacha on Yom Tov. No. There is such a malacha, but there's an expansive hetter. That's the Kiddush that the Netziv writes. Wow. Oh, so now I will tell you this is something that reflects on the broadest question. There's such a incredible chiddush the din d'oraisa of mitoch. Why in the world doesn't the Gemara quote a makor for mitoch? So I'll tell you, possibly number one. The Rambam shita's mitoch only applies to otzah havara. And therefore, there's no pervasive principle mitoch. It only applies to otzah havara. And for one or two good reasons. One is a svara that ochel nefesh by essence has to be expanded when it comes to otzah havara. Or B, as the Netziv suggests, it's based on the psukim of Yom HaShabbos. That's the makar. I only apply it to two malachas. And guess what? Those two malachas have psukim that limit its iser to Yom Tov. Wow. Is there any other indication that maybe this is true? That mitoch applies to otzah, it applies to osavaroesh, but doesn't apply to other cases as well. So I'll tell you a further raya. One could disagree, but this is a raya of the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim is found in his Psicha to Hilchos Yom Tov, Osches. Prima Gadim writes this. A Mishnah. Chaf Hei Marav. You have a Behemah Mesukenes. Okay. So this animal is really ill. It's not a trefa. Trefa is a technical hagdara. But you know what? It's misukenes. If this was chol, you know what I would do? I would do a shita right away, right here and now. You know, I'm going to dilly-dally. I'm going to wait. The animal's going to die. it's worth 10 cents on the dollar as neve. But as basar shruta, it's worth an awful lot. No? If this was chol, I would do a shchita right now. Shchita v'kshera. Wonderful. You know what the problem is? It's yantiv. And the only heter is ochel nefesh. Okay, if this would really be ochel nefesh, that's great. You know what? It's the beginning of yantiv. We're about to go ahead and slaughter an animal to use on yantiv. Slaughter the beim sukenes. You know what the problem is? No. It's already later in the day. Well, we hadn't told us this enough yet off on the days. It's later in the day. You know, I already finished my Sudas Yantiv. I typically would not be eating them. I wouldn't be eating them. So the Muskel Rishon is, this is not really Melechus Ochel Nefesh. Oh, so our Mishnah tells us, Achap, no, Kunz, you know what? Let's make it into Melechus Ochel Nefesh. Let's make it into Melechus Ochel Nefesh. How do you do that? Oh, so the Mishnah says, if Yeshuhus Biyom Lemel Kemenah, yeah, look, you already had lunch. Okay, but you know what? Yantiv is not over yet. There's still time left. There's enough time. Wow. But you know what? I could shecht it. Now, I'm not going to eat the meat raw. Hard to call that derech achila. That's a chiddush. If it's not called derech achila, it's not called melechus ochel nefesh. Melechus ochel nefesh means, typically derech achila. So you know what? You have to have enough time to slaughter, shechita, good. You have to have enough time to prepare. What's the most efficient way of preparing? Ooh, tzli. Oh, that's a Rambam Arnuchim, no? The Rambam writes that, you know, you go through the whole storyline of Pesach. You know, the Rambam writes, there's one word that pops, no? Chipazim, no? Everything has to be done swiftly. Everything has to be done with alacrity. Everything has to be done briskly, no? Brisk, no? Everything has to be done chick-chack, no? Why? Well, the Pasuk says, ki b'chipazan yatzasam eretz Mitzrayim. No? Because we left Mitzrayim b'chipazan. And the Torah describes achilas hakarban, b'chipazan. No? Everything's b'chipazan, no? Everything's like b'chipazan, no? Matzah, what do you mean? No hispik. Everything's b'chipazan, like that. Yeah, that's like surprising, no? That that's such an important part of the Seder. You know how Targum translates? Chipazon bebehila. With suddenness, with rapidity. You know, that's the Rambam's Nusach Haggadah, right? Bebehila yatsam mitzrayim halach manya. That's the Rambam begins like Haggadah. No? We left, you know, you kind of wonder, like, the pace, you know, like, why is that so essential? You know, like, that's so important, you know. Not only did we leave Mitzrayim, but we left quickly, you know? Usually I would tell you the following, you know? When a person does Eidus, there's Drish and Chakir and there are Bedikos, no? Drish Chakir is really essential. Bedikos are like the details, no? The fact that we're taking the Mitzrayim, I would say that's essential. The fact that we're taken out swiftly, I would tell you that's an interesting detail, no? It's more than a detail, no? It's more than a detail. You know what the Rambam writes from Rav Yochanan, such a chiddush? All these Dinei Karban Pesach. You know why the Torah insists on sleep? You know why the Torah tells us etzem lo sishbrubo? You know why the Torah tells us b'bayisechen yochel? You know what the Rambam writes the Torah all three kashas is? Chipazon. Bebehilo. You have to consume the Karan Pesach as fast as you possibly can. So you know what the deal is? You're not allowed to move it from here to there. And you're not allowed to break any bones. And you have to be tzol of the Karban because all these things are going to be the fastest way of eating a Karan Pesach. You know what? That's a yesod. Why is that a yesod? I'll tell you. Because that's the yesod of Geula. No? That's the Medrash and Esther. No? Yeshua Hashem Kerafayim. It means part of the Yeshua of Mitzrayim is not just that it happened, but it happened instantaneously. It happened swiftly. No? Imamish go from Avdus to Cherus, right? On a dime. That's an important hashkafa. No? That, you know what? You know, a person can despair, even if Gula starts, it's such a lengthy process. You know, no. Everything can happen b'behilo. So the Rambam writes, realize the reason the Karan Pesach is nipsla is because that's the fastest means of preparation of basar for the purpose of achila. Well, that's an important yesod, no? Okay. I just got carried away with it. Okay, but that's important. No. Oh, so the Mishnah says, you know what? You have a beim sukenes, and the clock is ticking. Yantiv is coming to an end. We have to prepare this in the fastest way possible. Fastest. So you have to allow yourself time for shchita, for tzliya, because that's the fastest way. Interesting chiddush. Kazayis. That's an interesting chiddush. I usually think of kazayis when it comes to a shira of a mitzvah, matzah. A shir of Machalos Asuros, Nevela. Oh, a shir from Lech HaSof HaNefesh, no? You have to have enough time to eat a kazayis. Chiddush, no? That Lech HaSof HaNefesh also has a shir. Also has a shir. So, the swiftest amount of time. Wow, that's an important morning. And Rabbi Kiva says the following. No, the kazayis can be chai. Wow. In other words, that's called Och HaNefesh, even chai. Even though chai normally is not called Derech Achila. But nonetheless, if you eat something chai, that already is within the heter of Lech HaSof HaNefesh. That's a fascinating machlokes. Okay. You take a look at the Gemara. Oh, you take a look at the Sigam Sakhdap and Vav. That's all relevant for yesterday's issue. What exactly do we mean that im yeshuos, time permitting. You know what the Gemara says? Unbelievable. The Gemara says, how to read this Mishnah is going to be a function of Rabban Rav Chista, Holil. If you hold the Holil, you know what that means? All you need in principle is time. Holil v'i boyacham. Since I have time, shki is not for half hour. And within that half hour, this is what I could do, that's enough to label as Melech HaSof HaNefesh. Wow. Holil. You're going to ask me yesterday's kasha. No? You're not allowed to rely on Hoel. Hoel is good midaraisa as a Ptur Malkus. You can't rely on it. You know what the answer is? Sometimes the tzorech yes. The tzorech you can rely on Hoel. Oh, kedei shir mani alfei Shabbos. No? Yesterday's shir. Today's shir. Hefsid mamon. The hefsid mamon. No? You're going to lose thousands of dollars. See, even though we don't typically rely on Hoel, you know what? Oh, in such a case, as a hefsid mamon, we're going to rely on Hoel. Wow, that's lumdus, no? Rely on Hoel. And what happens if you deny Hoel? Because you deny Hoel? So what's the story? You know what the answer is? No Hoel. Mamish. You better get to work. Sheft. And access. And prepare. And be tzoleh. Because you really have to eat from it. It's not enough Hoel. Since you could eat. You have to eat. Wow. So Kohen Rav Chista, the Mishnah says, you know what? Make sure you have ample time to prepare and eat because you have to prepare and eat. According to Rabbah, make sure you have ample time to do it because if you have ample time to do it, you're covered by Hoel. And if you're covered by Hoel, we're going to allow you to rely on Hoel because this is considered to be a significant exit. Well, that's more than meets the eye for this Mishnah, no? That's wow. The Mar says that's enough Kamina between Rabbah and Rav Chista. I don't understand this Mishnah. So let me ask you a simple question. This is like, whoa. You have to come onto Hoel. You have to eat. What's wrong with the following argument? We're talking about Shlita. No? Beit Sadaf Yudbeis. Shlita is mutter. Letzorach Ochel Nefesh. Right? But shchita is also mutter shelo letzorach ochel nefesh. Shchita is allowed shelo letzorach mitoch shehutru letzorach hutranami shelo letzorach. Mitoch shehutru letzorach hutranami shelo letzorach. So you know what I should argue? Ooh, that's a kasha prima gadya. Why not argue that you're obviously allowed to be shochet a behemah mesukenes? Why? The answer is not so complicated. It took me 15 minutes. No, the answer is one word. Mitoch shohut letzorach hutranam mishul letzorach. No? Mitoch. What do you have to come on to? Achila and Sli and Rabbe and Rav Chista, Harama. No. It's mutter because, you know what? Ask your mother, no? Saving a couple of $1,000 is a tzorech. No? That's a tzorech. Why isn't it covered? Why isn't it covered by mitoch? No? So you're going to get into a hashkafa battle with your mother. You're going to say, no, saving a few $1,000s is not called a tzorech. It's not called a tzorech. If You said yes, you say no, you know, ask your father, okay. And they're like, is saving a few $1,000 a tzorach? Is it a few $1,000, you know? So you know what your mother's going to say? It's mefurish rama, no? Tavka filches, mefurish rama. All of a sudden, you wake up a yontif, and guess what? Your object is sitting in the middle of the street. Your object is sitting in the middle of the street. Your object that you were supposed to put away before yontif is sitting in your yard. And the Rama writes, Misyare, you're afraid. Shelo yignovo. You're afraid someone might steal it. Or sharp zeda, or it's going to get ruined. You know, you left something on Erev Yontif outdoors. And now I'm afraid it's going to get stolen. It's raining. It's going to get ruined. Are you allowed to go ahead and violate the Isra of Hotzah in order to bring it into the house? So you know what the Rama writes? Tavkuf Yerches? Of course. Because mitoch shuvot shel tzorach chotchanam mishlo tzorach. Our Mishnah says that there's a concept of mitoch. Mitoch means that not only ochel nefesh, mitoch means litzorech, and hefsed mamun is a tzorech. Hefsed mamun is a tzorech. Where did the Rama get this from? This is Rabbi Yerucham. This is a smak, right? That mitoch would allow to do something to avoid a hefsed mamun. What do you mean? It also says, what's the case of our Mishnah? Taking out a child, it also says to play with the child, to play ball with the child. No, that is a tzarech. And hefsed mamun is not a tzarech. No? It's the masma forage. The hefsed mamun is a tzarech. Hefsed mamun is a tzarech. That's against the Mishnah, Dav Chaf Hei. Shchita behem mesukenes is only mutter based on this whole shir. You know, you have to have real ochel nefesh because it's not mitoch. The fact that you're going to lose your shirt is not even called mitoch. You have to create a situation of ochel nefesh. And how to create a situation of nefesh is machlokas rabban Rav Chisda, but you have to create ochel nefesh. What happened to hefsed mamun? So the other Prima Gadim writes, you know, we have to like read the between, you know, okay. Rambam. Who, what, where? Who, what, where? The Rambam that mitoch only applies to hotzan havarna, doesn't apply to shchita. There is no mitoch when it comes to shchita. Shchita requires ochel nefesh mamish. Ochel nefesh mamish. Wow. But that doesn't apply to other malachos. So therefore, it's true, mefurish in Ramah, you're allowed to go ahead and perform an act of hotzah d'tzorech. Hotzah, by definition, I have to expand the tzorech. That's the underlying built-in principle of mitoch. But it doesn't apply to shchita. The only allowance of shchita is ochel nefesh, not mitoch. And that's why the Mishnah has to go out of its way and tell you, how do you create a situation of real ochel nefesh? Wow. The Prophet got him right, just very briefly. This Mishnah is a clear raya to the Rambam Shita. That at the end of the day, Lamaskana Sasunya, mitoch does not apply to Shita. Because if mitoch applied to Shita, we're done. Wow. That's pretty something, no? Now I'll tell you like an incredible, incredible deal in the Magen Avraham. We discussed going back, not going back. Real ochel nefesh. Real ochel nefesh. Is there any difference between efshar or efshar mibod yom? Tosas daf gimel, Tosas daf chav gimel. They're on daf test, they're on daf yir aleph, Rashi daf chav gimel. No. When it comes to meleches ochel nefesh, is there any difference between whether it was vitally necessary on Yom Tov or I could have even done it before Yom Tov? Oh, so Rashi Shita, we discussed already many times. Now, Chav Gimel Beis, even when it comes to absolute Meleches Ochel Nefesh, you have to ask yourself, could this have been done before Yom Tov? And if the answer is yes, then you can't do it on Yom Tov. And Tosus, the Ran, no. That difference of Efshar as opposed to Efshar, of course it has a source. But that source is Beit Zedav Chavches, not Ocho Nefesh, but rather Machshirei Ocho Nefesh. When it comes to Machshirei Ocho Nefesh, then there's a difference in Efshe and Efshe Mibon Yom. But when it comes to Ocho Nefesh, Meleches Ocho Nefesh is Mutter, even if it's Efshe Mibon Yom. Even if it's Efshe Mibon Yom. Wow. Okay. That's like pretty heavy, no? And that was the basis of the shir. What's the heter of Ocho Nefesh? What's the heter of Machshir? Is it Butcher? Is it Chuya? Is it Dor Yatzah Min HaKlal? Ooh, you know? But that's pretty heavy, no? Meleches Ocho Nefesh, is that Mutter? If it's Efshe Mibon Yom. Okay. Shulchan Aruch, no? Tav Tzadiches. One of the cases we discussed about Ocho Nefesh is, you know, Yud Aleph Lamed Aleph, carrying the knife to the animal. So the Mechaber writes, you're allowed to carry the knife to the animal. No? Ah, that's the Gemara, Daf Yud Aleph. Let me ask you the following question. Couldn't I have carried the knife to the animal before you entered? No? You have a bris milah on Shabbos. You know what? We'll tell them all, make sure the baby and the knife are in the same place. No? Don't wake up Shabbos morning, that's a sugya, Shabbos Kuf Lamed, that the baby is here, the knife is here, now what do I do? You know? You're going to do a shechita on Yantif. Make sure the knife is in the place of the behemah. No? So the Shulchan Aruch is clear. You know what? Even if this could have been done before Yantif, you're allowed to go in to carry the knife to them. We're not really talking about a case where the Shulchan has to go from place to place to place to place, and he only has one knife. He can't have a separate knife or shechita for every animal. So you know what? That's called e-epshem ibod yom. No. Even if it's epshem, that's mutter. So that's what the Mechaber writes. Tav Tzadiches. That you know what? Even if you could have carried it to the animal before yantif, you can carry it to the animal on yantif. Good? Magen Avraham Meister. Ready for this? Why is that okay? Isn't there a shita that if it was epshem ibod yom, it's not okay? So why is it okay? Oh, so the Magen Avraham writes the following. You know why it's okay? Number one, Rov Rishonim do not hold like that Rashi. Rashi and Achav Gimel that says, Meleches Ocho Nefesh is only mutter if it was Yevshem Ibon Yom. Well, we saw already, you know? Tosus disagrees, and Tosus and Achav Gimel disagrees, and the Ran Adav Tes, the Ran Adav Yir Aleph, the Ran disagrees, the Ramban disagrees. Disagrees. When it comes to Ocho Nefesh, it's mutter even if it's Yevshem Ibon Yom. Okay. In other words, machlokas. Oh, you ready for this land of Magen Avraham? But even according to Rashi, one could argue Hotsa is different. Even if you hold typically, that Tzorech Ochel Nefesh means only if it was Yevshem Mibon Yom, but everything's different when it comes to Hotsa. Because you can't approach Hotsa with the same Hagdar of Ochel Nefesh. Hagdar is not Tikkun Ochel, and it's not Chevzu Shel Ochel. Hotsa has a completely different Hagdar of Letzorech. And therefore, even if when it comes to other Malachos, you can only do it Anyanta if it was Yevshem Ibon Yom, you could engage in Hotsa Anyantif even if it's Efshem Ibon Yom. That's pretty heavy, no? That's the Magen Avraham. In other words, Hotsa is different. Now, and you're ready now for this? You ready for this? You know, I always comment, you know, when you learn the Gaon, you have to be very careful. Every Mar Malkum that the Gaon quotes. The Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham was not written always like in full paragraphs. It was like notes, no? So the Magen Avraham, Hotsa is different. So the Mar writes the following. Hotsa is different. Ayin Tav Kof Yud Ches. Whoa. That's unbelievable.
That's unbelievable. What Tafkuf Yirches? What Tafkuf Yirches? No? Tafkuf Yirches is Arama. That's Arama, no? Arama that says that Hefsid Mamon is a basis of Heter from Malachas Yamtev. If Misyare Shlo Yignovu, your object is outside and someone's going to steal it, or it's inclement weather, the object doesn't get ruined, you're allowed to carry it in. You're allowed to carry it in. You know what the Magen Avraham just assumes as a Davra Pasha? That's only true when it comes to Hotzah. Because Hotzah is a Malacha Geruah. Hotzah does not have the same definition of Ochel Nefesh. That's only true when it comes to Hotzah. And that's not true when it comes to any other Malacha. The Magen Avraham is trying to prove to you that Hotzah uniquely is different. And Ezrayu Muchachas, the Magen Avraham says, that heter of Hefsid Mamon. Which means, according to the Magen Avraham, the heter of Hefsid Mamon is not mutter because of Mitoch. Mitoch applies to many malachas. It's only uniquely mutter because of Hotzah, because Hotzah has a different hagdara of malach and sarech, unlike every other malacha. And you know what I would tell you? Where did the Magen Avraham get this from? You know what the answer is? The kasha of the Prima Gadim. Why is it Behem Sukenes and Avchafei? We don't say that Shchita is Mutter because of Hefsid Mamon. Oh, the Prima Gadim is bombshell. That's a riot to the Rambam. You don't apply Mitoch to Shchita. No, no, the Magen Avraham implies. No, he doesn't spend it. It just says Ayin, no? I'll apply Mitoch to other Malachas. But Hotzah is uniquely different. Only in Hotzah do we assume that Hefsid Mamon is considered to be a Tzorech. When it comes to every other case, even Tzorech means a Tzorech Hayom, not a Tzorech of Hefsid Mamon. It means a Tzorech Hayom. And that, Rama, is a Rai Mochachas, that Hotzah is different. That's very different than the Prima Gadim. Why is it that in Shchita, Hefsid Mamon is not a Matir? But when it comes to Hotzah, it is. Oh, one possibility, the Prima Gadim is like the Rambam Shita, that because we don't apply Mitoch to Shita. The other possibility is, even if you do apply Mitoch to Shita, but it has to be a Tzorech Hayom, an inherent Tzorech of the Shita. If it is just Hefsid Mamon, no. Hefsid Mamon only registers in Hotzah. That's the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham. Hotzah is different. And that's why even the Rishonim that argue other malachas require Iyefshe Mibod Yom, if not when it comes to Malach of Hotzah. Well, that's an important chiddush. Take a look at that Magen Avraham. So this now begins the Makoros of Mitoch. Why would one assume that there's a concept of Mitoch? So one possibility is a very limited concept. It only applies to two malachas, let's say the Rambam, because there's something unusual about the two malachas. Either Misvara, Tikkun Ochel Chetz Ochel, or Kra. No, those two malachas, the Pasuk emphasizes. That's the Netziv writes. The difference in Shabbos as opposed to cases of Yom Tov. And if that's true, you can understand A, why the Rambam limits Mitoch to those two malachas, and B, why the Gemara never quotes a pervasive makar for the concept of Mitoch. There is no klal gadol of Mitoch. Wow. I want you to take a look at the Shidun Gubetzes. What to pick up here now? Ksuvas Davzayin. Shigubetzes writes, what do you mean? Of course there's a makar for Mitoch. And Mitoch is not limited to Hotzah Navara. It applies to Malacha Sotah Nefesh generally. What's the makar? Ooh. The pasuk begins, Ach asher yeyachel lecho nefesh. But the pasuk continues, Hu levado yeyaseh lachem. Lachem. Lachem is the source of. Where do you see that? Pesach Av Chafes. The Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Machshir yeyachel nefesh is mutter, because of lachem. And that pasuk of lachem is the source of Mitoch.
And I'll tell you, if that really is true, a tremendous comment, because the Gemara limits Lachem Ti'yafshim Ibon Yom, which would mean, that's the Ravid Shita, that Mitoch is limited to only cases where Yafshim Ibon. Okay, so I have to pick up, and so we'll see next, the Shita of Ibon.